As a kid back in the 50s, I sneaked away from my aunt and uncle at the Oregon State Fair and bought a ticket to the forbidden Freak House. There, among the tattooed man, the two-headed frogs, and the fire-eating dwarfs, was a female contortionist. Her limbs were wrapped in so many angles that all you could see was one foot over there, another one over here, and a pair of eyes peeking out from a ball of entwined human flesh. I'd left thinking I'd never see anything like her again. But then a young lad couldn't have anticipated that a future president would become contortionist-in-chief and promise more than he can deliver on his so-called reform of Social Security. By now you know what President Bush claims to do. It's all there in the platform of the Republican National Convention. The platform contains a cheerful passage vowing that George Bush will strengthen and enhance Social Security, guaranteeing no changes in the benefits for current retirees and near retirees, while giving younger workers the opportunity to use their Social Security payroll taxes to build themselves a private nest egg. Well, hooray for Hollywood. But in real life, unfortunately, you can do one or the other, but you can't do both. Not even if you're a political contortionist. 100% of the Social Security benefits that you or your grandparents receive comes from payroll tax revenues paid by today's workers and used as transfer payments to America's retirees. If the president wants to allow a diversion of those payments to private savings accounts, he can, of course, do so. But then there would be no money left to pay for your grandparents' Social Security. Unless Mr. Bush comes up with an estimated $1 trillion in replacement money. But the president's budget is already adding almost $500 billion to the national debt every year. So where would the president get the $1 trillion? He won't say. He doesn't like fuzzy math. This is Les Acoin.